guys, it's your girl Adiron Ket and you're listening to Eurospod. Happy New Year and welcome to 2024 on Eurospod. I hope this new year is absolutely amazing for us all and the people we love. So, one of my biggest problems with putting out content in 2023 was lack of inspiration. Fortunately for me, I have absolutely incredible people in my life who will literally stop at nothing to ensure that Eurospod grows. I am forever grateful to all of you who listen, encourage, and support me. Listen, I got an email that made me remember how many people are truly rooting for me and genuinely want to see me grow in this space. So thank you so much, Femi, for that beautiful email. I haven't responded, but I will. I definitely will. I just need to sit down and construct a befitting response to that beautiful email. To all of my lovely people in my corner, I promise to do my very best. So no matter how short this year, you'll be getting a podcast episode every other Friday. And so on that note, I welcome you once again to 2024 on the pod. As usual, I'm sure people have made New Year resolutions. The only resolution that I repeatedly encourage people to have is to be a much better version of themselves. Personally, I'm not in competition with anyone but myself. We all come from vastly different backgrounds and we're raised, under different conditions. Some of our realities, may seem similar, but we need to remember that we are made up of very different combinations of zeros and ones, and it is virtually impossible to have two people live the exact same reality. So be a better you and run your race today against the you of yesterday, and have a much greater tomorrow. I sound so much like Aspire to Perspire Tita. And with that, I bring you another part of my notes on us. I'm simply daydreaming with a soundtrack playing. And don't judge me either. Judge the lover girl in me, if that makes any sense. The last time I saw you, I was volunteering at the library for the Give a Child a Book Foundation. I was in charge of supervising the other volunteers, one of which was your cousin, whom I saw you drop off. As a book girlie with a passion for angst and unnecessary book drama, I very naturally, of course, assumed she was your girlfriend. I couldn't hate her though. She was such a cheerful and kind woman who took a liking to me immediately. And so I was nice to her. Not too nice, after all. She was allegedly the girlfriend of the man I had been daydreaming about. Anyway, the day was over and I was outside waiting for my Uber as I didn't drive to the library. I knew it was beside me without turning. It was a strange tingling sensation that I wasn't sure how to feel about. We were both quiet for longer than necessary. Me, because I just didn't know what to say to you. And then you broke the silence. "You're smiling today," you said. I rolled my eyes. Gee, what an observation. Mentally cursing at the Uber driver for the delay. "My name's Theo. Theo Kuti." I rolled my eyes again. "Oh, nice. Your girlfriend's really pretty, by the way." You looked at me with the most mischievous smile as you responded. "Ah, that's a very long name you have. I wonder if my cousin got it on the first try." I was absolutely mortified. "But that is surely goes, babe." I pretended like I wasn't fazed. I could hear you laughing silently beside me, and I struggled to hide my smile, refusing to look at you, or at least acknowledge my obvious error. Thankfully, though, the Uber I had been anxiously waiting for pulled up not too far from us, and I took off immediately, raising my hand in greeting and ignoring your calls to wait. "I don't even know your name," you shouted. As the car pulled away, I smirked, yelling, "Figure it out." It was given Cinderella. Cinderella in Lagos traffic. It wasn't until we had gotten to the next street that it occurred to me that it was sheer luck that caused us to meet twice in the same week. What if that luck ran out? Well, it's too late anyway. It was left to fate, or what's that word we like again? Yeah, serendipity. That's all my notes for us today. Thank you for listening to me. Do not forget to follow on Twitter or Instagram at Aderonke Oduko. That's at AderonkeOduko. You can also follow the podcast account on Twitter at RoroPod. Till I grace your beautiful ears next time, I remain your girl Aderonke, aka Roro of Lagos. Stay safe, stay happy, and Jaye Foreign. Bye.